Welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I am your host and teacher, Eddie Hyatt. So glad you joined me today. We're talking about the God who never changes. I want to talk a little bit about His Word, which never changes. Let me read a passage we read yesterday, Psalm 102, 25 through 27. Oh, one of my favorite psalms. I encourage you to sit down sometime just in your quiet time and just quietly and prayerfully read through Psalm 102. Very encouraging, very uplifting. The psalmist says, "Of old you," talking about God, "laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish." Yeah, the earth, this earth as we know it, and even the heavens as we know them, they will all perish. "But you, the Creator, you will remain. They will all wear out like a garment. You will change them like a robe and they will pass away. But you are the same and your years have no end." Boy, that's who I want to be connected with. This one who is constant, who never changes. Even when this earth itself and the heavens pass away, He is still constant. He doesn't change. And He will change them like changing a robe, like changing a garment. James 1:17 says, "For every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows." James 1:17, I'm reading from the NIV. Let me read it again. "Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights." And the King James, New King James says, "In whom there is no variableness," another shadow of turning. Variableness means changing. "There, in whom there is no variableness." He's not always changing. He's not like modern politicians and even modern preachers who changes according to what is currently popular and faddish. No, God's character, God's principles, God's attributes, God's commands are always the same. They never change. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 9 says, "The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever." So again, he's using nature, the grass, pastures, how that the grass withers, the flower fades. Here in Texas, every spring we have beautiful wild flowers. The blue bonnet, but there are other that I think are even more beautiful. They're called Indian paintbrushes. Beautiful reddish flowers. They just come to life in the fields and the pastures. And incredible, but soon they are gone because there's even nature is continually changing. And so this is what Isaiah is using as an example, as a contrast to God's word. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. If you want your life grounded on something that is constant and unchangeable, build your life on the word of God. Psalm 189:19 says, "Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly fixed in the heavens." Wow. "Heaven and earth," these are the words of Jesus, "heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away." And I just realized, you know, when I was typing in these scriptures, that is a indirect claim to his deity. He's identifying himself with passages in the Old Testament where it talks about how that God's word is eternal and unchanging. Do you see that? Now, let me just read it again. "The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever." Wow. "Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly fixed in the heavens." And then Jesus comes along and he says, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words," he must be divine. Because we know from reading our Old Testament passages that it is God's word that will stand forever, that will never pass away. And now Jesus comes on the scene and says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. That is sort of it's almost a direct, but at least an indirect claim of his deity, of his divine godhood status. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Now, my friends, Jesus also said some things that are coming to my mind. Let me see if I think, I believe this is in Matthew chapter 7. He said, whoever hears my word and but does not act on these words. Let me just turn over to Matthew 7. I want you to hear this. I believe the Holy Spirit is bringing this to my mind because I did not write these passages down, but they are so very important. Listen to what Jesus said. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings or these words of mine and does them, acts upon them. It's not enough just to hear God's word, God's eternal word. We must do them. We must act upon them. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. He's talking about a Petra, a large mass of stone. They didn't have, you know, they didn't pour concrete foundations in those days. So especially for a larger building, they would dig down to a large, massive rock called a Petra. And they would build the foundation on that massive Petra, that foundation stone and rock. And Jesus says, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken to a man who built his house on the Petra, on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on that Petra. The word of God is the Petra rock on which we are to build our lives. Now listen, he gives the contrast. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. It's like a man, he didn't bother digging down and finding the Petra, the rock that could be a foundation for his building. Oh, he just decided to build it on the sand. Take the easy approach. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house. And it fell. And great was its fall. I'm reminded of this. I have seen pictures, I think even in California, people who built their houses on the side of a mountain. And in times of great downpours and rain, the mountain begin to wash away, and the house, beautiful houses, they collapse, come crashing down. And this is what Jesus described. Notice that both houses, the one that built on the rock and the one built on the sand, they experienced the same storms. Building your house on the words of Jesus does not exempt you from tests and trials and the storms of life. But it gives you a foundation that will enable you to survive those storms. And Jesus said the person who hears his words and does not do them is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and built on the house, and it fell, and great was the fall. Wow. And so it was when Jesus had ended these sayings that the people were astonished at his teachings. I want you to know today that we must realize that we as Christians, we must build our lives on God's word. We must not succumb to this modern woke generation with its modern, out of sync with all of history, modern ideas of sexuality and marriage and morality. My friends, if you build on this modern woke ideology, you are building on the sand. And when the storms and the trials and the test of life come, your house is going to come crashing down. And great, Jesus said, will be the fall of it. But if you build your life on those eternal principles of Jesus, of His Word, of God's Word, build your life on those eternal principles. Yes, that's not going to exempt you from the storms, but it will give you a foundation, and you will not be moved when the storm comes. When the storm has passed, your house will still be standing. When your neighbor's house is gone, swept away by the flood and the storms, and what a terrible, sad plight. So my friends, let's build our lives. Let's not be seduced by modern culture. Let's build our lives on that which is constant, unchanging, and eternal. Heaven and earth will pass away, Jesus said, but my words will by no means pass away. Thank God for Jesus. Make a commitment right now, would you, that you're going to build your life. You're going to get into God's Word. You're going to get into the Gospels. Read the Gospels, the teachings of Jesus. Read the New Testament. Give priority to the Psalms and Isaiah and Proverbs in the Old Testament. And pray and ask God to teach you and build your life on that solid, eternal foundation. Lord, I thank you for everyone listening to this today. I pray that they will make a commitment now that they're going to build on that which is eternal. In Jesus' name, amen. Check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.